You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is episode number 114. Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I'll be sharing 6 secrets to keeping volunteers engaged and giving their best. You need to get them to show up, make an impact, and keep them coming back. So as you live and lead for impact, it is quite possible that at some point, you will draw upon the time and talents of volunteers. I've worked with many nonprofits as a coach, have started ministries and utilized volunteers myself, have been a volunteer, and have also served on a nonprofit board. And I know that nonprofits, ministries, churches, PTAs, or other similar organizations often struggle to find and keep volunteers. The keys I'll share will also apply in other organizations like network marketing teams, where uncompensated time can lead to profits. How do you fuel commitment and ignite loyalty that generates a dynamic team that will show up, make an impact, and keep coming back? So number one, share clear expectations for informed commitment. Too often, nonprofits, ministries, or PTAs ask for volunteers without communicating expectations clearly. If people don't know what they're signing up for, how can they follow through? I like to say that committing loosely leads to loose commitment. Instead, design and document a combination of volunteer positions that fulfill your needs. Share the documented expectations with potential volunteers so they know the kinds of tasks they'll be working on and the commitment of time required per week or per month. This allows your volunteers to make informed decisions about the role they'll take on. Commitments are then based on fact, which should increase follow-through. Documenting the requirements of each role will also help you avoid scope creep, that pesky little problem that plagues both the for-profit and not-for-profit entities alike. Someone makes a commitment, they do a great job, you need some additional help, so you ask for more. I'll cover this one more in a minute. So the second secret, inventory volunteer abilities and special skills, and then utilize them. Too often, it's an all hands on deck with a grab whatever you can do mentality. But asking volunteers to do what might be difficult for them can make them feel uncomfortable, and the outcomes they generate may not be good. We're all born with unique gifts, those skills that are innate or come easily to us. Most often, our gifts are aligned with our passion. We love spending time in our area of gifting. Time flies, we feel energized at the end of our task, and the outcomes we create can be amazing. Take the time to learn the special skills of your volunteers. The exercise of asking will help them feel known, appreciated, and valued. And if you take it a step further and tap into those skills, you will also benefit from the superior output they create while doing what they love and are good at. It's a great way to get the best from your volunteers. The third secret, find each volunteer's currency and fulfill it. Even when there's real currency involved, you want the focus of a team to be on something beyond just a paycheck. Obviously, it's even more important to identify the alternate currency when we're talking about a team that's not paid money for their time. You need to answer the questions. What's in it for them? Let's face it, people want to get something for their time. We don't do much of anything unless there's some benefit to us. There are very few purely selfless acts. Now, before you get all agitated with me, let me explain. I'm not suggesting quid pro quo relationships where I do for you and require an equal something back. And I'm not suggesting that we all need to get paid for everything we do. But if you're spending the resource of your time on something, you will want a return on that investment. It could be the warm, fuzzy feeling you get from serving someone less fortunate. Perhaps it's playing a role in someone overcoming a fear, getting out of a bad situation, or achieving a big goal. Figure out what currency your individual volunteers are working towards and help them enjoy that benefit. Here are a few potential currencies your volunteers may be working towards. They want to meet people interested in making an impact. They have a personal experience that has them attached to your mission, and they want to give back in a meaningful way. They want to feel appreciated and would love to hear some thank yous. They want to feel a sense of purpose. They want the chance to use their unique abilities to further your mission. They like to feel needed. They want to build some new skills or find achievements to add to a resume. Maybe they're exploring a new career and want to learn more about the field. There are many more possibilities, but this will give you a good start. Learn what your volunteers value to help them achieve their goals, to keep them engaged and coming back. The fourth secret is allow your volunteers to make a meaningful impact. As I often share, humans are driven by an innate desire to know that their lives are part of something bigger than themselves. Let your volunteers find that fuel through their work with you. Provide the opportunity for meaningful impact each time they volunteer. If the work they do is far removed from the main mission, help them see how their activities are still attached, helpful, and important. Value the volunteer and value their time. If you've scheduled a volunteer or invited them to participate in your mission in some way, make sure you have something lined up for them to do. I still remember the time I showed up for a large church event. I had signed up to volunteer and was excited to help. Unfortunately, they had signed up far too many volunteers. A good problem to have, actually. But for me, it was not a good experience at all. The people heading up the event were busy and dismissive. I walked around asking each team how I could help, but every area was overstaffed. My husband and I had driven together and he had a role, so I was stuck. I ended up spending the entire night walking around alone, watching as others experienced the joy of making their impact. I'm not going to lie, I felt devalued and alone. I wasn't able to participate in the event that was getting my time. I had no role. I made no impact. You do not want your volunteers to feel like that ever. I had a similar, though longer-term experience serving on a nonprofit board. I was told that it was a working board, meaning they wanted each member to contribute their knowledge, skills, and abilities to the organization. I was specifically recruited because of my background and was told that my talents were aligned with current and pressing needs of the organization and that, as a result, I'd be able to make an important contribution. That all sounded great to me. I wasn't interested in spending my time as a rubber stamp or to be just a name on a list to add to some meeting minutes. I wanted to use my time as a true resource and was happy to give back in that way. I immediately began working on some human resource-related projects, heading them up and pulling in colleagues who agreed to provide their talents as a favor to me. I also began some work to improve processes and conducted some leadership training. I believed in their mission, and I wanted to make a big impact with the team. I was investing my time toward specific impact. The problem was, at every turn, my efforts were overturned or denied before implementation. There seemed to be a we don't like change mentality driving the team and an underlying false belief that change meant that the current systems were bad and they'd done something wrong. It thus became very difficult to make any real impact. My investment of time was not making a difference. I didn't stay for an additional term on that board. I'm not unique. People want to feel valued and know that their investment of time is worthwhile. Value the time your volunteers contribute and assure that they are able to make a difference. The fifth secret is avoid scope creep. I said I was going to talk about this one in a little more detail. So they're willing and seem to love working with you to help you make your impact. You ask and they say yes. What's the harm? Well, the truth is some people have a hard time saying no. And while this is certainly something they should work on, and it wouldn't be on you if they did say yes when they wanted to say no, it is something you must keep in mind. Too often this scenario happens. They keep working, you keep asking, they keep saying yes. They're too uncomfortable to say no, or they feel guilty for leaving you strapped, so they just keep doing more and more and more. It's quite possible that that person who seems to be happily helping more and more is actually feeling really burned out, overextended, or maybe even used. You don't want a great volunteer who's become overwhelmed to tell you no with their feet as they disappear altogether. So, am I suggesting that you should never ask a volunteer to do more than what they've agreed to? No, but I am saying be very careful how you ask. Make sure you're not adding extra pressure. Do everything in your power to allow them the freedom to say no. Assure them that you will be fine either way and will not think ill of them if they say no. And if there's anything in their body language or voice that tells you they're saying yes with duress, point it out. You might say something like, "It seems like you might be saying yes when you really need to say no to me right now." If you need to say no, that's okay. I appreciate all that you do and fully realize this would be additional work for you. I'm throwing it out there in case it works for you, but you are under no obligation whatsoever to say yes, and I will be fine whether you say yes or no. Remember, when you first bring them on, you've asked them to make an informed decision about the amount of time involved in volunteering with you, and you've asked them to commit to a specific volunteer role. You, as the leader, must commit as well. Be true to the original request you made of them. If you do ask for some additional support, give them every license to say no. The sixth secret is show appreciation often. Humans have an innate desire to feel known, acknowledged, and appreciated. Fill that need for your volunteers. I'm not talking about all grand gestures, just a quick, authentic thank you, a note in the mail. I mean, how often does anyone get a handwritten note these days? A high five, a thumbs up, some love kudos in front of the team or at an event from the stand. Be authentically appreciative of each gesture, no matter how small. I'll share just another little personal story here. There was a nonprofit that I loved. I would often drop off clothing and household items there. They didn't have a pickup service, but like I said, I believed in their mission, so I took the extra time to drive and drop my donations. Each time I was greeted by employees who treated my arrival like a chore. They'd grab my items and immediately start tossing them into the appropriate piles. They were always very focused on the task and quite efficient. It's a pretty subtle thing, but the one thing they forgot was to acknowledge my giving in any way. Now, I didn't take it personally or get upset, but since I work with so many nonprofits, I'm always aware of potential problems. And dropping off items isn't a volunteer position per se, but it is a touchpoint opportunity with members of the community, and failing to show gratitude was a lost chance to connect. And there are plenty of other places to donate to that are much more convenient. So if someone's currency is appreciation, they were missing the chance. So if you are utilizing volunteers directly or have a team who's working with them, remind everyone, show your appreciation for even small gestures with at least a simple thank you. So those are the six secrets to keeping volunteers engaged and giving their best. I hope that you find some value. And if you'd like to read the show notes, head over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and look for today's episode. I'll also have some downloads available there, as I always do, that are only available to listeners of the show. So thanks so much for joining me. And if you have any current life or leadership challenge happening for you, connect with me from my website. I would love to hear from you and share some specific strategies for your circumstance. Until next time, get out there and make your big impact.